The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Mark Morano is great. Pulls no punches. He's a bold, bold gentleman speaking the truth. Again, let me just give the credits because they are deserved. Former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com. We invite you to go to ClimateDepot.com, author of The Great Reset. Mark, welcome back to the show. You know, you're always right, man. It always comes down to Mark Morano, and you're always right. So God bless you for that. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's the wacky world of climate and energy right now. It's every time you think you can get out of this insanity, they pull you right back in.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. So yesterday I get a call from Fox and Friends First, a great show with Todd Pirro and Carly Shipkus, and they go, okay, we want to talk about New Jersey and the plastic bags. I said, on national television, it's great. I'm in. So I jumped on this morning before we went on the show, Mark, and we're talking about
great.
It. But they got the stats. They're using more plastic than before. And the stats are extraordinary how much more plastic is out there because of the plastic ban. And then I said on the air, I said, not to mention the windmills off the coast. We're stopping those too, thanks to the fight. I gave Jersey guy Jeff Van Drew a shout out, congressman who's been doing the fight. You've been at the forefront as well. You've been with a bullhorn on a boat out in the middle of the ocean stopping these people. And you've been right all along. The question is this, Mark Morano, who's going to apologize? Is Governor Murphy going to go, look, I'm sorry, I missed the boat. We were wasting more. No apologies. They'll continue with this ruse, with this scam and this sham of climate change.
Yeah, I mean, this is the classic. The reason they won't apologize is very simple. They meant well. And all that really matters with this legislation, with this, it's always feel good. It's always virtue signaling. It just mattered your intentions were good. As if you look at this plastic bag bill, Governor Murphy signed this, was from 2020.
Yeah.
And they talked about just all the alleged problems still in landfills. And they called it a historic bill. Well, it turns out the entire thing backfired. It's now triple the rate of plastic since this bill went into effect.
And
the simple reason is people using these reusable bags as one-time single-use bags. Yeah. Which, I mean, I tell you, I go to these. My wife, I hate going to these places. These European-style grocery stores where they bend plastic bags. I'm in Virginia.
Yeah,
you end up with these paper bags that literally shred apart. They're complete. You're wasting trees because they're not even designed for the purpose. Give me a plastic bag. And now it makes no sense. I can understand the idea to use the reusable, these ones that are supposed to be used dozens of times or more, and they also carry a lot more bacteria, the reusable bags that they try to replace plastic. So people are fed up. They're just using them one time, throwing them out, and now we're getting a massive increase in plastic. Whenever you ration something, you create a craving for it. Remember that as well.
Yeah, it's true. And what are those things that they replace the plastic with? Those cloth light bags. They're made out of plastic something or other, aren't they? I mean, it's like and does anybody actually, you know what, this. Let me go here. It's like when I'm a germaphobe, so I worry. You go to the supermarket, now you're going to get a bag, and you're going to use the bag 10 times. I don't want to use the bag 10 times with all the stuff in it, with people handling it back and forth. How unsanitary is that, Morano? Really? I mean, how unsanitary is that?
Come on. They've done studies about all the bacteria, especially when you're dealing with milk, produce, vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
In and out of a car. And
the
bags can be made. You can be made from anything. These reusables are all kinds. They can be made from plastic, cloth. They can be made from organic hemp. I don't know what it is. But either way, I remember this during COVID. One of the things the public health at one point recommended was using single-use bags so that you wouldn't spread COVID because people were going in the grocery store. So it's just the plastic thing that people worry about is the sea of plastic, allegedly. Now, I've interviewed the former Greenpeace co-founding member, Dr. Patrick Moore, the ecologist. He says the sea of plastic, first of all, is a fiction, heavily exaggerated. And second of all, it's a few Asian countries that are dumping plastic waste. It's not us here in the United States. If you properly handle plastic, recycle it, it's not an issue. I mean, in many ways, it's better than using all the trees. And for these paper bags, which literally shred apart, you can't take away. This is just the idea. There's a recent poll out, Joe, of all the elites, the people who go to Davos, the top 1%. Yeah. And all they want, they live a lifestyle of no restrictions. The Prince Charleses, the Bill Gates, John Kerry, private jets, mansions, multiple homes. But their entire governing philosophy is limits and restrictions on us, the peasants. And that's that's the whole mindset, and that's why they love things like plastic bag bans, because it forces us to save the earth whether we want to or not. And that inconvenience is a reminder that the earth is more important than us and their ideology.
It's just, and again, it's just trivial and maybe first world problems, but you're there and you have all your groceries and you're at 7-Eleven and you got to go quick and you got to get back because you got kids and you got to get homework and you got to get school and you got to get them to bed and you got to make dinner. And then there's like a dozen things in front of you and you look at the person behind the counter and you say, can I have a bag? We don't have bags. And you got to carry those things out. The insult from the elitists like that who are in the state capitals of New York, certainly in New Jersey, is inexcusable. And this too, I railed about this morning, Mark, before we let you go. I was a garbage man down the shore. I was a garbage man, one of the best jobs I had. I worked hard, man. We picked the garbage up and then we would take the garbage, and forgive me if you're listening to Piscopo Morano, but this is, and I'm going to repeat it for Mark's sake. So now they would say to me, because I was a kid, take the garbage truck to the landfill. I said, okay. So now we'd go down at Route 72 down by Manahawk in New Jersey, down the shore by Long Beach Island, and I would dump the garbage on a landfill. So now what is that landfill now, Mark Morano? It's a Target. It's a Lowe's. There's a Home Depot. It's like what was the problem? And we were dumping TVs with tubes. We were probably dumping mercury. I don't know. I'm being facetious here, but we were dumping everything. But they built everything on it. And what I'm missing, what the problem is on this whole thing, it's just that virtue signaling, that John Kerry virtue signaling that insults us all, my friend.
It is, and it goes beyond that. Obviously, when they're talking about banning the gas-powered cars, the gas furnaces, the gas stoves, wood-burning pizza ovens, we had a speaker in Davos last week at the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset Summit, and he literally talked about the carbon footprint of coffee. Every time you drink coffee, you're putting carbon dioxide. They're coming after coffee. And not only that, they're coming after homegrown food as well. Coffee, they're telling us your little vegetable garden in the backyard is a higher carbon footprint than going to the massive supermarket, going to Walmart. Who even believes this crap? And that's not all. They're going after houseplants. Washington Post, my hometown newspaper, Joe, had a whole article a couple weeks ago about the carbon footprint of actual house plants because of the trucking that's required, because of the soil that they have to use, because of the fertilizers. What do they want to do, get plastic plants, or are they going to have organic hemp plant, fake plants for us as well? We laugh about it, but this is our future only if we allow it.
Yeah, and then before we let you go, too, about the farmers and what's happening, I think, in Germany, and it's been happening in the Netherlands as well. What is Bill Gates talking? What are they talking about? Stopping the farming. I mean, how do you stop the farming? How do you stop feeding everyone? What's the end game for these elitists, these global elitists?
Well, part of it is it's reduced population, but part of it is not to end food production. It's so that fewer and fewer people can gain the means of production. And what Bill Gates is doing, he's very open about it. He told MIT Technology Review, this wasn't according to secret sources or anything. They say the quiet parts out loud. He wants to end all meat eating in the Western world, without a joke, and make us forced to eat lab-grown meat made in, stem cells in a petri dish and a steel vat, printed on a 3D printer in the end, not making that up. And they also, they're literally talking about ending farming, the traditional agriculture outside. They want to turn farming into laboratories, and that's where they're going to create this meat. Now, technically, it's genetically meat, but of course, it's because it's derived from stem cells. But it's about the most highly processed thing you could ever get, because in the end, it looks like the you watch the videos of them before they print it on a 3D printer and add the coloring and the additives and the texture. It looks like one of those McDonald's frying chicken nugget videos you may have seen with the pink slime. You know, that's what it looks like. But yeah, that's and, what they want to do. They, they don't need farming. They can move this all to a laboratory owned and operated by Bill Gates, Richard Branson. And do you know the Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Washington Post owner? He's one of the biggest single landowners in the United States as well, along with China, Bill Gates, billionaires, and these, they love it. They, and we're allowing this to happen. This is a national security threat.
And it's nice that you kept your private jet at home, too. You didn't join everybody else with their private jet. What was that? Hey, Mark, stay fired up. We love it, man. Thank you so much for speaking the truth. And Jersey, and you were right about EVs. You were right about plastic bags. You were right about the windmills. Keep being right, Mark Morano. We love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Mark Morano right there.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.